Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. GS 104.1 FM KMOX. Allow me to take a drink. We thought you'd really like that song, so that's why we played it for 60 seconds. We were having technical difficulties because of my ear, the ear that just won't stop. I went in today and had the packing removed from my wound surgical site, and I have to keep it really, really clean. And we think that possibly the reason I got it is from wearing headphones every single day. But you have to wear headphones to do a radio show, at least I do. And we tried to do some little in-ear headphones, and those just don't work in here. So I put on a hat and put the headphones over that, and we'll just jackstrap it and see how that goes.
Hands up. Here we go.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do? What the hell are you going to do? So that's how this day has been going.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Not ideal.
No. I've been up since 3 because it was really difficult to sleep with the ear thing. And went in at 8 and had the stuff removed, which wasn't a ton of fun. It's just kind of been that kind of day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So your day has been kind of like the outside looks. Cloudy.
Oh. No. My day has been way worse than what the... It looks pretty good out there. I'm okay with how it looks outside. All right. Okay.
All right.
Hi there. All right. This is what we got to do. Just got to do this. This is what we're going to do. My son is taking me to see The Odyssey tonight.
Nice.
So I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen a movie at Ronnie's for 8 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Since COVID?
Yeah.
I mean, since before COVID, I mean.
Yeah, it definitely was before COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Ronnie's. It's my favorite place in St. Louis to see a movie.
And I've been to the IMAX at the Science Center, but I've never seen like a movie on an IMAX at a theater.
Oh, so you've been to the OmniMax?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So we're seeing the 70 millimeter, whatever it is,
okay,
tonight.
Yep.
So,
that's cool.
Yeah.
That's the IMAX.
Good. Excited.
So you'll be able to see parts of each shot that we couldn't see on normal screens.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's a bigger frame.
Right.
We took my nieces to the OmniMax earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when I was little going there, like feeling scared and
it
was so thrilling. And it was just like, what's going on? To them, it's nothing. Like the technology is so much different now and so much more advanced. They're just like, oh yeah, we're going to see this movie about the animals or whatever. Like,
so when I was a kid and Six Flags had just opened, they had an attraction called the Chevy Show. You ever heard of it?
No.
It's going to sound so lame. It was just the 1974 version of a YouTube video of being on a roller coaster kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
But it was somewhat immersive and, you know, sponsored by Chevy. So, of course, you're driving around in a Corvette and taking quick turns. And, oh, my God, we're going to hit a brick wall.
Uh-huh.
And I was terrified. I was a little puss. I was terrified of going in there. Like, I didn't know what would happen. Will I just leave my body? And I finally got up the guts to do it when I was about 14. I'm like, oh, we're just watching television.
This is a big TV.
But that kind of thing, like, if you put something like that in an amusement park today, people will be like, what are you doing?
What are you wasting my time?
I can watch this on my phone. Yeah, Six Flags was a great combination of magical fun and sheer terror. Because I'm not a ride guy.
Mm-hmm.
And so everyone's like, let's go to the Screaming Eagle. And I would always get in line, and big long lines back then.
Oh, yeah.
So I had like 40,
you had about
40,
an hour and a half. Yeah.
I had some time. And boy, my appendix just ruptured more and more the closer I got to the front of that line.
We should all go to Six Flags.
Let's go.
I'll do it.
I would like to maybe try to go by the end of the summer, because this is the last season that everything's going to be like branded as Six Flags stuff.
Oh, let's go for the Halloween stuff.
Boo Fest or whatever it's called.
Because Halloween stuff is pretty great. That's why I'm going to Cedar Point when I am.
Oh, that's fun. Because
they do the whole Halloween thing, and you get to ride fast-ass roller coasters.
Is it like a haunted house, like people jump out and scare you?
Well, at least there, I don't know about Six Flags. I haven't been to the Halloween one since I went to the Chicago one many, many years ago. But they'll have people in costume just walking around.
Mm-hmm.
But in one part, it's the scary part, and they will do that. They'll like come out of the bushes at you. There's they have a haunted house that they build for that time of year, and you can go through. It's pretty great.
Hmm.
Down where we go in Florida to Siesta Key, there's a place called Longboat Key, and there's a place called St. Armand Circle, which is very famous. And it's just like what you're picturing, kind of like rich guy shops and restaurants and stuff. And we've been going there for years and years, just kind of family tradition. And at Halloween, they do it up. And when we were there, when Fee was like 9 with all the Luna girls, great trip. They had a full-on thriller thing.
Oh, wow. That's so fun. They reenacted it?
They reenacted
it.
But like it was all like college dance students.
Okay.
So it was really good.
All right.
Nice.
I like the Boo at the Zoo, too. That's pretty cool.
Wrong. Yeah. They're probably not quite, you know, doing the jump scare thing for the zoo, though, right?
Yeah, probably not.
A little more mild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, Rach and I were just talking about the Halloween show today.
What are we doing?
One of our people had an idea to do a live event, which I like. I'm not sure I like it enough to make it instead of an on-air product.
Right.
But it would be pretty cool to do a live event.
Yeah, like...
Yeah, watch a little scary movie, have a little Q&A.
Go to a haunted house.
Talk about that kind of stuff.
Or a real one.
I mean, I don't know if we can put this together
soon enough. Yeah, that's pretty fast.
But our buddy Frankie is now running the Sally House.
Yeah.
So I bet if we twisted his arm, we could get in there again.
Mm.
We left way too early last time.
We could probably put that together pretty fast, I would think.
As long as they have a date for us, we could do it. Stay in that hotel again. Bring Wiggins so he can go out and get me milk in the middle of the night.
That hotel was fun. That was like, it had a good vibe. It had a suitably like kind of eerie vibe to it.
My only picture of that is literally Wiggins knocking on my hotel room door and bringing me milk. That's all I have.
Did you ask for the milk?
No.
Or?
Remember, Rach, he asked you for something too, didn't he?
We were driving back, and he said, I'm going to leave. I need to go get my milk because I drink milk every night. And then he was like, do you guys want anything? And I was like, no. And you were like, yeah, I'll take some milk.
Yeah. I'm like, I'll take a little donuts and some milk. And sure enough.
There you go.
He came through.
I didn't get a milk offer. My feelings are hurt 7 years later.
Has it been that long?
Yeah, 2019.
Lord.
Yeah.
You guys maybe invented DoorDash by doing that.
Yeah. Wiggins was the first.
Wig dash.
Wig dash. So Andrew points out on the show sheet that the Cardinals are now the proud owners of the fat MF-er pitcher. Is
yeah.
that right?
Ferguson, right?
Yeah, he pitched last night. Did a nice job, too.
Did he do a good job?
He did. So yeah, like an inning and two-thirds of shutout baseball.
Other than being a total a-hole, what's his story?
He's just a kind of a lefty reliever that's bounced around a little bit. I'm pretty sure that he's a free agent at the end of the year. I think this is kind of a... So they traded like $250,000 in international signing pool money. That's just where you can sign the teenagers from the Dominican or Venezuela. So, and everybody has millions to spend, but you can trade some of that. You can trade that money for players if you want to do it. So they traded $250,000 in that pool of bonus money to get Ferguson. And I think it was as simple as, we got to get through the season.
Yeah.
Like, amen. You know, the only lefty is Brule right now, and Romero's gone, and you're wearing Brule out because you're using him nonstop. And yeah. Because he's been actually pretty good. He stunk early, but he's been pretty good for like 2.5 months now. But they needed another guy to help get him through, and it seems like that's the play.
Okay.
He apologized for calling him fat, by the way.
He did. Yep. I mean, it's still not great. I mean, like, saying you're sorry after doing something pretty awful is good, but it's not like automatically, okay, well, then it's fine. It's like, okay, now prove yourself that you're not going to do that stuff again. You know, go ahead and pitch. You know, it's not the end of the world. It's not the worst thing that a player's ever said to an umpire. I can promise you that. But it's still a bad look.
Yeah, he said he was very unprofessional.
I think it's a terrible look.
Yeah.
I'm less forgiving than you guys are about it. He doesn't need my forgiveness.
No.
And if he needs it, he's got it. I didn't like the whole giant cross on his necklace while calling a guy a fat MF-er.
It's
like,
a bit of a contradiction.
We all have moments, but come on.
No, that's a bit of a contradiction, though. There's no question about it.
Did you see the internet's divided about Travis Kelce's dad bod in camp?
What?
Andy Reid actually gave a press conference, and some are suggesting that people are that the images of Travis Kelce have either been manipulated or are straight up AI because it looks like he has a paunch in training camp.
And
the Chiefs are pushing back, like, oh, no, that's AI. You're seeing the wrong stuff. Just kind of interesting.
The Taylor haters are at it again.
Yeah.
They'll do anything to destroy them down. Her.
I haven't seen the pictures, but...
He had a pretty big summer.
But he wouldn't be the first player at his age to start to show signs that he is his age.
Well, he came... Remember, I think it was 2 seasons ago.
Yeah.
When he came back pretty chubby.
I mean, it's not... He would not be the first guy. And I haven't seen the pictures yet. I'll look them up. But he wouldn't be the first player who's in their like 14th season to start to show a little bit of age.
Yeah.
I'm looking at pictures of him now at training camp. I don't see a pooch anywhere.
I just found a tweet from a Kansas City reporter, and there's a picture of him from the side. He's not fat. He's just walking down the sidewalk. He's absolutely not fat.
I wonder how he has time to go to training camp though, because he's working on his country album.
Yeah, that's a lot. He has a lot on his plate.
Yeah.
A lot on his plate.
Yeah. Well, you know, football's going to end here soon for him. I mean, like, he's probably playing his last year.
Yeah, and, you know,
he's got to prepare for
that. He's got to still be making hundreds of millions of dollars a year. Yeah.
I mean, country albums, as I understand it, can take up to a week to write. So.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
I'm in a mood.
I am, too. I wish
saucy.
Travis Kelce didn't
he's like, I'm getting
upset
everybody.
Me so much.
You wish what?
I wish Travis Kelce didn't upset me so much. I know it's lame that I allow it to get to me, but I don't like the whole thing.
Yeah, you never have.
Well, it's just very blatant to me, like, what's going on. And it's and what is going on is a cash grab between the podcast, and then mom and dad both have a podcast, and the sister-in-law has a podcast. And
yeah. Well, that's not his fault.
No, kind of. But it's it just displays like a level of shamelessness that makes me feel uncomfortable. Like, it just makes me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, I love Travis compared to his brother.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I can't stand his brother.
What specifically? Just because he's everywhere?
Yes.
He's, okay. Yeah, he's in too many places.
I don't care what he thinks. I don't care what he has to say. I'm tired of seeing him everywhere. You know, like, oh, now he's throwing little people at a bar. I mean, just like...
And look, who's to say I wouldn't be taking the same opportunities if I had, like, an ultra-famous brother? I would probably be doing the same thing and making as much money as I could during the time that I could. That being said, it just grosses me out, and I don't like it.
Yeah.
I mean, Jason Kelce might be a Hall of Famer. He's not living off his brother. He made almost $100 million
in the
NFL.
You don't think he's gotten like
oh, no, he's enjoying the attention.
Right.
But he's not riding his brother's coattails. I mean, he's a legitimate person on his own.
He is now.
He made $100 million playing football. It's not like he's chasing.
No, no, no,
it's not like
he wouldn't be doing any of this stuff. He was famous, but he wasn't like the Taylor Swift thing has turned him into a household name.
Oh, I think there's, I don't think there's any question that being around that.
No one outside of football knew his name. No one.
That's fine. Yeah, I don't disagree. But that's true for a lot of athletes once they're, you know, they're whatever their profile goes beyond sport.
Yeah, what we're saying is he didn't earn that profile.
It's not even about earning. It's just like...
I mean, he earned it more than anybody that's famous from being an influencer.
Well, that's the thing is he is
that's
an influencer.
True.
Like his whole family are in, that whole family is a family of influencers. If you have a podcast and you're doing every commercial, every brand deal you can, that is the definition of
right,
being an
influencer.
Right,
but they did that after becoming one of the top 1%
that's
of people
fine.
In the
I'm
world
just saying
at what they do.
It grosses me out because you already have those hundreds of millions of dollars from being a pro athlete. Now you have to be an influencer on top of it. I find it kind of it's too much and it's gross to me.
Yeah, like, not only are you making my point for me, but this is a very anti-Wheeler stance. Like, you are typically the guy that's like, isn't it enough? Isn't it enough for you?
No,
that
I still share that. I just don't understand the way it's categorized. You guys making it sound like it's, well, they were nobody and nothing before Taylor, and now they're cashing in. These guys made $100 million on their own. The other point stands. I agree with you. It's the Tom Brady thing. At some point, do you not just take a break and just have fun? But, you know, maybe that is their fun.
No, for me, it's the fact that they could have said no to all of the Taylor stuff because they were already so set up and they were already established. They were already doing just fine. But then Taylor entered the conversation and it was like, now you can never escape us. We're the new, it's Camelot. But
I kind of feel the same way about Taylor herself.
Totally
does she
agree.
Need to be doing all the stuff she
no,
does? I mean,
she's
a bazillionaire from her music. Why does she need to be everywhere all the time?
I totally agree. I think she's a greedy person.
Right. So the part that, and you guys may not have been doing this, but the part that kills me about this whole conversation nationally is like, those guys are the hangers-on. Well, she does the exact same thing. She doesn't need any of the attention. She doesn't need to be at every game, you know, but she does it.
Right.
But then they get hammered because they're just attached to her. And the people look at it like they're attached to her. Well, they did their own thing first.
Yeah, and neither of us are talking about the first thing they did. They earned being Hall of Fame football players and being hundreds of millionaires. I have zero issue with that. And once again, my intellectual shoulders are wide enough to admit that a lot of it's jealousy because I've done this for 26 years and then one of the brothers starts dating Taylor Swift and it's like, let's give them a podcast. And everyone's like, I can't wait to hear what Jason Kelce says. Oh, my gosh, he put mustard in his beard.
In that way, they're no different than Pat McAfee.
Yeah.
And I mean, this is my point though. But nobody's like, oh, you glommed on to some celebrity. They had an audience, and their personalities were well known before Taylor Swift was ever in the conversation.
So you think they could have had anything like this success?
Absolutely.
Outside of football,
if the Barstool guys can do it, But if Pat McAfee can do it, why couldn't they?
But Pat McAfee isn't a fraction as famous as Travis Kelce.
Not now, no. But the point is, Pat McAfee was a nobody as a player. He was a punter. Now, he was a good punter, but he was a punter. But he made his own little empire, and I think based on the audience that they broadcast to, which is an audience I know pretty well because I'm a 30-year sports guy, the audience that they would go out there to, there are all kinds of massive podcasts that outside of sports people don't know who are making big, big, big money. Shannon Sharp makes a lot of money doing podcasts, and it's a similar idea. All those talking heads on TV are doing the same thing that Travis and Jason do. They just did their own thing.
Ackerman just texted and said, not only is Glover right, but Wheeler is pretty friggin' stupid.
The first part I would believe from Tom. The second part, he would never say that. He's too nice.
Thank you, Ackerman.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Ro. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Ro. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Ro. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
There's no time left for you. Man, we went so long hating on the Kelce brothers. We have no time.
It was worth it.
Yeah, it was. It was worth it. It was worth it just for the one line you just dropped in the text.
Tell them. You can share it all.
This is great. Well, so obviously, you read the text from Tom, but you read the fake news text.
Yes.
Because Tom's actual text was Wheeler is right.
Wheeler's right.
And then you flipped him off.
Yes.
With an emoji.
Because I did.
I did the big handshake, bro. Good job. And then Dave, I think you win though, because your next line was you two are the blank and Kelce brothers of Camo X. And I think you got us. I think you win. That was a knockout punch.
Yeah, don't take me on in a day when I've had material pulled out of a wound.
That was good.
Oh, God.
And there's probably, not probably, there's some truth to it.
You know what's great about this? I was going to talk about this anyway. We are so lucky. We laugh every day at our job.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
At our job.
Yep.
Right? I mean, like, a lot of people laugh with their coworkers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But, like, while carrying out our duties, we laugh really hard every day.
Yep.
It's pretty great.
Yep.
Sometimes I poop my pants a little.
You can't control that if you're laughing hard.
It's not my fault.
Sometimes it's just like, oopsies.
It's not my fault.
Yeah.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Happy Wednesday to you. So in studio, we have Drew Jameson and Emily Wharton. Drew is the managing partner at Atomic, and Emily is the director of marketing and design at the Five Senses. And we're just talking off the air. This is one of the most St. Louis stories ever. I just love the coming together of these two entities, both known, you know, for great stuff. So just start at the beginning. Talk me through how it all happened.
So, yeah, Drew here. I'd say we spent about 2 years open without a kitchen, started with regular hours just as a bar and then events to elevate case by case. And it ended up getting to be busier times. Nothing was really hitting perfectly. We had a lot of opportunities for food, but it just wasn't seeming like the best fit for us overall as where we were trying to head to as a company. And about 2 years in, we ended up landing, we put an RFP out and we got a response that both my dad and I, Dan Jameson and myself, liked, and that was from the Five Senses. Yeah. And I think the fast casual willingness from them with a focus on, you know, it didn't need to be American, but something really straightforward and professionally produced, and they just checked all the boxes for us, and we are not disappointed at all. It's been really great so far.
That's cool.
Yeah, we're about a month or so in right now, I think, right?
Yeah, we're right at a month.
Yeah.
July 8th, so.
Emily, how long have you been with Five Senses?
I've been with Five Senses for about 2.5 years. I've been in marketing for about 6 months. But us at Five Senses, we really loved the idea of Atomic by J-Mo because we're all huge music fans.
Yeah.
And so several of them are already huge into going to Atomic by J-Mo and watching the shows, and they already know the vibe of everything.
Yeah.
So it was pretty seamless to just be like, it makes sense to fit here.
Yeah.
And I should also clarify, since the Five Senses came, we now have regular hours again. The kitchen is open late, which is 5 to 1 a.m. and the bar till 3.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Yep.
That's cool.
5 days a week.
So for people who don't know what Five Senses entails, tell us about what you guys do.
Absolutely. So the Five Senses, we have 3 different concepts, one being Herbie's and Clayton. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Atomic Eat. And then, of course, lastly is Kingside Diner.
Yeah.
So all the locations. We just kind of oversee all of them and run them all, just kind of keeping everything seamless together, but also have cohesiveness and separation at the same time.
Yeah. I'm going to ask you a giant question, but what is the secret, if there is one, or what is the key in St. Louis for being successful with food concepts? Because like Herbie's and Kingside are two of my favorites, and you just like, I would never spend a second worrying taking someone to either and thinking, boy, I hope they like it. Like, I know they're going to like it. It's just, it's a thing. You know what I mean?
Of course.
Not every restaurant in town is a thing. How do you guys keep coming up with things?
Honestly, I think the biggest thing is simplicity at its finest. Herbie's, it's a French American bistro, but really when you really look at the menu, it's smaller, but everything's done well.
Yes.
Kingside with Chef Eric, again, it's not a massive menu, but it's done well. It's ran seamlessly. And it's just knowing your clientele. Like, you're not going to open up in Clayton some super random restaurant. You have to know where you're at.
Yeah. Makes sense. That makes sense. So you guys have been at this now together for like a month.
Correct.
We've been working together since, March?
I mean, started talking in February.
February.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we opened last month, but teamwork has been going on.
Yeah. So for people who've not been to Atomic by J-Mo, just paint them a picture.
Yeah. So very special unique venue overall for our city and probably anywhere really. It has three separate rooms. The front room we're calling Atomic Lounge. There's a smaller 250 up to 50 person space in the back called Atomic Garage. And then that garage actually does open all the way into this big, beautiful courtyard, which we call Atomic Pavilion when we're using it for concerts. But it's also just the patio sometimes too. And that space can hold up to 900 people standing.
Damn.
Yeah. And we close the street down sometimes for special occasions. Like next week, we have Andy Frasco coming to town. We're closing the street. We'll have 1,200 people or so. And that footprint can hold upwards of 1,700 people as well when we use the street and our primary patio space. So,
wow, that's really blowing. I didn't realize that. I didn't realize you had anywhere near that capacity. That's super cool.
We mentioned in the labor of love, there's a lot of reinventing footprints when we do all those crazy build outs, but it's very nice, and we get a lot of great feedback. And you know, it's this past Sunday we had this band called the Budos Band, and everyone's saying that it was just such a magical experience, a great time, and just like a regular Sunday show for us, it's still a very elevated special experience when you walk in. You know, so
is there a genre of music you guys kind of focus on?
I think like naturally a lot of the live festival scene is where I have come from within like rock and roll, jam music, bluegrass, that's naturally always there. Funk music in that category. And then we've been doing a ton of, I think, hip-hop within both Atomic and JMO's partnerships have always been major. R&B is very present within our program. And then really, we like to expand to as much as we can. You know, like I think like this building has, the lounge has a very small space where you can really get your first start and going and moving, and then you go to the middle-sized room where honestly a lot of bands that are like Billy Strings and like Goose and Brent Faiyaz, they're all playing massive venues now at this point in time. They all started in this tiny little space now known as Atomic Garage. It's had several different identities in the past, but I think like genre-wise we try our best to expand and always keep seeing who else can, you know, this room is really meant for everybody, I'd say. So yeah,
I love it.
Yeah.
As a musician myself, I love that. And I am old enough to remember seeing like the Police play in bars.
Right.
You know, like, so whoever the next Billy Strings is going to be, you may see them at Atomics. That's super cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
So talk a little bit about the vibe of the neighborhood.
The Grove is very eclectic and I think a colorful neighborhood, different bar next to each other, you're just seeing a completely different culture and thing happening. I think everybody.
St. Louis treasure.
Yes, it absolutely. Yeah. So we have fun events for the neighborhood that come together. There's the world famous bike ride, which that lacks clothing, I just should say.
Yeah. I should lead that next year.
Right.
It's the only way I ride a bike.
Only a beanie.
You're
right?
Welcome to come only out. A beanie.
If you want to do an on site Activision radio only, by the way.
Yes.
No, we can't get the visuals,
better,
but yeah. No, in addition to that, we have a Grove Fest, which is taking a different spin this year. But I think overall, known for these awesome group neighborhood events, but at the same time, a lot of people come in for their go-to bar hang, and they do a bit of discovery. I've been in the neighborhood in and out since 2012, and COVID is really the reason I left, and wasn't even my choice, but we started doing the thing until we could come back, you know? So it's evolved over the years. There's a great group of operators forming right now. And, you know, I think during COVID, it took a few steps back in terms of just progress, but I think right now it's doing great, and Atomic Eats is a great addition.
Yeah. So Emily, tell us about the food.
Of course.
Yeah.
So we're really leaning into that Americanized, quick grab, but fresh to enjoy in a venue. So we've got burgers, we've got different sandwiches, we have a phenomenal short rib sliders. It's a slow braised short rib, so you're getting that like luxurious flavor, quick little bite, just a sandwich that you can grab and eat. Chef Eric is really working on, we start happy hour next week. So from 5 to 7 p.m. and then midnight to close for both bar and food. So 1 a.m. and 3 a.m. respectfully. We'll have different food and drink specials, and keep your eye on social, of course. You'll tell us more on there. But it really is just that comfort food that's not going to just weigh you down crazy in the concert.
Nice. Very nice. Nice to meet you guys.
I think the burger guy or the barbecue guy should hear it. We're going to do a very heavy burger and beer special from our 5 to 7 at least, you know. Yeah. So that'll be a nice. We'll make sure that there's something for those that don't want to drink beer too, but yeah. So and any burger can be impossible, right? You could do the impossible burger
you
as well.
You can substitute a vegan impossible patty on there. You can really modify to fit your taste preferences on there.
And Emily, sorry, you guys said to watch the socials. What are those socials, just for the people listening?
Well, it's at AtomicSTL, or the website is AtomicSTL.com.
Okay.
I think that to give Emily and team credit, the bold flavors and the sauces of a late night establishment was something that I think we were wanting to make sure we had a little bit of spark, and they did a great job. Chef Eric and team have just really knocked it out of the park. Everyone loves it. And it's not the same burger that you get at their other establishments. So just keep that in mind, you know?
Very cool.
Yeah.
That's Atomic by J-Mo in the Grove. Guys, come back anytime you want.
Thanks for having us.
Very cool.
Thank you.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S. According to Ookla speed test, based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
That's what I say. Bigger. It's bigger than you. In your eyes, oh no, I've said too much. I said it.
Welcome back, Cass and KMOX 149. For those of you watching on the stream, we're going to end it temporarily because we're just having, you know, ghost in the machine. Like, I didn't even know that we were up and streaming because I didn't have anything on my screen. So we're going to shut it down, and at the top of the hour break, we'll put it back up and take another shot at it.
Okay.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
Sounds like a plan.
I think so.
Yeah.
It's a plan, man.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
No, I just, that whole rhyme thing there made me think of, I forget the name of that song where it's like, get a new plan, Stan. No need to
50
be
ways
clear.
50 ways
to
lead.
Well, I don't know what it is about that song, but that whole line, it just stuck with me, even though I never liked the song.
Mm. Sounds like maybe you did like the song.
I wish, because that's stuck in my head to be more pleasurable.
It's stuck in my head. I sing it all the time. You know, I just kind of dance to it whenever I think about it.
No, in the past, it was stuck in my head.
But I hate it.
This is the first time I've thought of that in probably 10 years.
It is incredibly catchy.
Yeah.
It's a great
song. And one of the reasons is Steve Gadd, the drummer, he does that iconic it's one of the first things as a drummer you learn to play really badly.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because it sounds really simple. Like,
no, it's hard. The roll at the beginning and then into the
groove.
But
groove. To do it, like when you see him do it, you're like, oh, that's not what I'm doing at all. God, I was so delusional. I had almost a literal Neil Peart drum set. Like a huge drum set. And not one drum matched the other. Like I had bongos for the little, you know, it was a terrible set. But it was huge. And I would put the headphones on and I would play to like permanent waves and just know I was hitting every note perfectly and not even coming close. It's like when you sing in the car and you kind of blend with the vocalist.
Right,
and you're like,
right.
I'm killing this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Should we talk? No, we got Hancock coming up, don't we? At 3 o'clock. We'll talk about the elections then. Man, you guys have to, I think if you just Google Hawaiian congressional candidate punched, the whole thing is on video, and it's incredible. So this little weirdo guy, I'm just going to judge him because I'm in a bad mood today, little weirdo guy that's running for Congress, who's evidently an S disturber, is on a beach, and he's just being an ass. And he's getting in everyone's face, and he's like, come get me, bitch. He's being that guy.
Oh, my Lord.
Yes. And here comes a big dude.
Yeah.
I think the guy's like my age, though, but he's a big dude.
The hero we all need.
And he's like, hey, man, just shut up. And the little dude starts throwing hands at him, and he swings a chair at the big guy, and the big guy just lays him out.
Dude.
Lays him out right on the beach. And we need more of this. Yes, Dave Glover's calling for more violence. I've said this so many times. If you could just punch a dude in the nose and everyone just walk away, it'd be like the Wild West. Think, you know, people wouldn't get so hair trigger in the saloon.
Mm-hmm.
Get everyone's face like that on a beach, you're going to get punched.
Dude, did you see the end of the video?
I'm not sure what. How's it end?
Well, the big guy knocked him out. Like, yes, literally knocked him out. He's on his back out. And the big guy wakes him up.
Wakes him up.
And it was both, like, making sure he's okay, but also, like, standing over him, like, this is what happens.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, shut your mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm... you don't see very many people that are good at fighting or know what they're doing that talk as much as that guy did in that video.
Amen.
Because the more you talk, the more it's a defense mechanism. Like, I don't really want to fight. I just want to win this argument.
Yes. Yes.
The quiet ones, don't mess with the ones that just sit there quietly because they know what they're doing. They're fully comfortable with what's about to happen.
Yeah. If you go off on some guy in a bar and he has no retort, you should leave.
You should definitely not escalate. That's a bad idea.
You should just leave.
Always wonderful, too, when you're like a political candidate and you're acting like that in a public place.
Like, right?
That right there just proves you are not worth it.
Yeah,
you do not deserve to be in politics.
How serious can you be?
Not very, if you're going to be yelling at people. And apparently he threatened a guy with a knife.
I didn't hear that part.
This is, I mean, I don't know if that's true, but that's what it said on one of the tweets I saw, that he threatened that guy with a knife, but there was no knife in the interaction we saw.
Yeah. You're going, either you have seen it or you're going to see an image from the Perez Hilton meltdown last night. Don't watch it.
I think it's disgusting that they're disseminating that.
Yeah, I didn't mean to watch it. It just popped up on my iPhone.
Oh, did
news.
It?
Yeah, on the news.
On the iNews or whatever?
Yes.
Wow.
I'm like, what is this? But it is really disturbing. And I hope he's okay. Mm-hmm. Whatever's going on with him, I hope he's okay. That's rough.
I haven't seen it yet, but I mean, it's obviously trending everywhere.
Yeah, it's something else.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55-plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet Reliant 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence Data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
She said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.